Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, March 13th, 2012. This is audiobook number 150. Anyways, hey, I talked a little bit about the stock market today, the bank stress tests, after hours, and news, and Peyton Manning. And March Madness. Hey, it's Tuesday. March Madness begins today, right? At least the brackets. You know, I was in Las Vegas last week and betting on sports and having fun with March Madness. There's actually more games last week with the conference championships than there are this week with the 68 teams, right? Anyways, hey, the market was on fire today, right? Remember when Dow 13,000 was the resistance? We went right through it today. As a matter of fact, that last hour was, you just saw it accelerate, right? And if you read the blog, you know I sold a lot of stocks yesterday. Bad timing. Here's the reason I did it. The market was basically coming up and retesting Dow 13,000 where it had failed before. And I thought it being March and the fact that there was a lot of bullishness. And the Fed was speaking today. I expected we may see a reversal of fortune. But the exact opposite happened, which is what happens when you're trying to guess the future, right? So anyways, I missed it. The stocks I sold yesterday, most of it I put into lower beta stuff, although the IYR is actually doing okay, which is one of the things I went into, but also some utilities and actually preferreds, which did okay today because of the banks. But anyways, just something a little bit more conservative, and I also raised cash, just cash sitting there making the 0%. And you heard Bernanke today. He said basically he's going to keep rates near 0% forever. Or 2014, whatever happens first. You know, if inflation happens, I would imagine they'd change their tune. Anyways, the Dow up 218 points, 1.68% today, up to 13,178. That's right through 13,000. The NASDAQ's over 3,000. 3,040 hasn't been this high in 12 years. 12 years. And you can tell the dog's barking, so you know I'm home, right? Okay, well, we'll see if that fixed it. I have a little dog, a little terrier, and when she sees something in the backyard, and I have kind of an open backyard, so she has quite the view. But she can see anything, a bird, a duck, whatever, and she just goes nuts. I've got her trained in all kinds of things, but stopping barking is not one of them, and there she goes again. All right, I let her outside. She's going to continue to bark, but there's a... It'll quiet down for a few minutes. And usually I let her out and she tires of it pretty quickly, especially when it's raining. Anyways, the S&P was up 25 today, 1.81% to 1396. Gold took it on the chin, down 17 bucks to 1677. And if I'm right about this, man, look at that, the last hour. I think it's close. Did it go through the 200-day moving average? I'm clicking on it as fast as I can here. And I don't think I'm going to get any charts on the website I'm at. Anyways, it's probably on some sort of trend line and kind of interesting in and of itself. Before I go to the after hours, so what's the reason du jour for the stock market? Well, basically said the banks are having dividend hike plans. J.P. Morgan leads banks with dividend hike plans. Dividend raises and stock buybacks 2 days before the Federal Reserve had been set to release the results of this year's stress test. So J.P. Morgan is going to increase their dividend by a nickel and have a $15 billion stock repurchase program. So remember when the banks had their failing and they got their aid from the government, then most of them either suspended or dramatically reduced their dividends. And now that things are turning the bend, looks like banks are starting to look at paying dividends again. So overall, that's good news. So U.S. Bancorp boosted its dividend by 56%. PNC Financial said it passed the stress test, and it's the Fed had no objections. Oh, BB&T Corp said the Fed had no objection to its raising its dividend by 4 cents. Bank of America failed, had passed the stress test, but made no statement on capital gains. This is interesting, this article I'm reading. J.P. Morgan said on Tuesday, "We are pleased to be in a position to increase our dividend and to establish a new equity repurchase program." All of which are good for stockholders, right? So we saw the banks, and we want the banks to lead, right? Anyway, so let's see. Citi among banks that fail Fed stress test. Bank loses estimated at $534 billion during a stressed scenario. That's a big number, right? So here are the four banks. Ally Financial, Citigroup, MetLife, and SunTrust banks fail to have enough money, have enough capital under a stress test conducted on 19 big banks. Let's see. Citi's down after hours. MetLife, no, not huge after hours, right? Let's see. I don't have any number here with me. 15 other banks passed it, so and maybe it won't have any impact on tomorrow. Right now, the stock market is everybody in the pool, right? I mean, that's the attitude right now, and you saw that in the last hour. Just when you think we're at the top of the range, actually went past the top of the range for the secular bear market. So is the secular bear market over? That's the big question. Are we now in a new secular bull market? You know, we busted out of the trend, out of the top of the range. So we'll see if it's just a head fake or if it's something big. You know, it is March. We're still in the favorable season, but, you know, April, May, not that far away when we normally would see some kind of pullback. But, you know, if we keep rallying up here, maybe the pullback will be to previous resistance at 13,000. We'll have to wait and see. An article that caught my eye today was by Ruth Mantel on MarketWatch. She said, if you're a worker, you're being Googled. And she says, many workers believe wrongly that their Facebook comments are seen only by online friends, or only followers read their tweets. But e-comments can and do infiltrate personal and professional circles, and employees should be discreet as social media platforms and company politics evolve, or policies evolve, and politics too, I suppose. So Lori Rutenman from a resource consultant in Raleigh, North Carolina says, quote unquote, if you're assuming that there is any level of privacy out there, then you're kind of naive. You know what? She's absolutely right. That's why on my Facebook account, I only put pictures of my puppy. That's it. Taking puppy for a walk. Here's the puppy sleeping on the couch. Here's the puppy laying in front of the fireplace. That's it. Because dog lovers are good people, right? Cat lovers too, but I'm allergic to cats. But I love cats. I had a cat previously. Anyways, in the news, I had the business headlines up here. I'm not sure what happened. Yeah, biggest gains of the year, Dow up 218. Did you see that Encyclopedia Britannica is going to stop printing books? Who knew that they still printed books? Everything's going online, right? There you go. Let's see. Stocks exploded higher after J.P. Morgan announced a dividend hike and a buyback. Likely the start of a chain reaction among banks as the Fed serves up stress test results. All good news. Elsewhere, looks like Mitt Romney's looking for today to be a big breakthrough in the South. We'll see, but to me it looks like that shooting match is over, right? Between Gingrich, Santorum, and Romney. Looks like Romney's the guy. The Afghanistan massacre, the guy went and shot a bunch of people. That's just horrible. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we don't want to happen. All right, that was my phone. I think it's just everybody's way of telling me that it's time to quit. You know, the dog went outside. She barked for about 30 seconds and then stopped. And then she went back in, and now she's laying back down. So that usually does the trick. Just let her go bark, get it out of her system. Call it quits. Hey, I'm going to call that quits for me as well. I hope you're having a great one. And today's music from musicelly.com's Pod Save Music is Oliver Trolley, Living My Life. See ya.
Blow, blow, once in stone. And so this time I'm alive. What was bad is now alright. Cause I know inside every night's another ride. And ooh, I'm living my life one day at a time. Never looking at what I left behind. Or knock on my door. I don't think I'll find a cure for the creep who cannot speak of what he's searching for. Love, love, where's
to call it lies and statues. Confused, cause I can't.